This recording, South Africa 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arc with its path high above, and the two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he's looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I was born in also a rural environment, about 20 kilometers from the main city, in that particular area or angle, triangle of three cities, which were mainly industrialized cities. So it was fascinating to me as an individual growing up to be part of both an Afrikaans-speaking background and going to Afrikaans-speaking schools in Afrikaans churches, but we were actually staying on the river. And the river traditionally has been the playground of the rich Johannesburgers, who were all mainly English. So I grew up until the age of five, not even in a certain sense hearing English because I was at home and did not go to a kindergarten, then went to an Afrikaans school and all of a sudden then came across all the English-speaking kids on the bus going back and forth and realized that there was actually another language being spoken in the country. Fortunately, some English-speaking people from Britain moved in further down the road. They did not have children, and because my brother and I were the only kids around on the block, they obviously acted as babysitters. So eventually, then I got to understand what they were saying to me, and eventually, I think by the time I was six or seven, could distinguish the two languages, and that was almost the English influence, where the English influence started in my own life. It was always moving between these two languages and trying to understand the differences, because I think the language structure of Afrikaans is very much like German and Dutch. So it's a fairly, I think, a very uncomplicated language structure. And that's personally where I usually get confused, is in my brain's working on both sorts of languages, and I sometimes get my language structure completely incorrect in both languages. And if I can do an Afrikaans translation of the sentence, wanneer sonlig reen druppels in die lug raak, word dit 'n prisma en vorm 'n reënboog. So that's where the Afrikaans person would come from. The only other very, very clear Afrikaans dialect, literally, is again a group of Afrikaans speakers that stay in the Cape. And they have a very rolling R sound. So they would literally roll each R. And hulle kom van die Breë rivier. So they literally, when they talk in R's, they roll their R's. So they would say, you know, when they're what strikes raindrops. It's literally that pronounced.